Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. It's with Francisco Rojas, and the Philadelphia Phillies regular season is now over, finishing with a 96-66 record, first in the National League East, and finishing it off with a bang yesterday after taking 2 of 3 from the Twins on a walk-off sack fly from Nick Castellanos, and they put a bow on the regular season with a 96-66 record. And for today, I kind of want to keep it simple. I kind of want to highlight, you know, some of the positive things that have happened in the regular season, specifically for some players, and some of the things that the team has, you know, had to overcome just a little bit to get to this point. To win 96 games. So we're going to get to that. I have stat of the week for you today, and I will preview a little bit of the wild card matchups from around Major League Baseball, not just the matchups that are concerning the Phillies, but we'll do that to end the show a little bit later when we go around MLB. But just to start today's show, just to get you caught up from what happened this weekend, once the Phils no longer could get the one seed, yesterday didn't really matter anymore, so it was like, whatever. But yesterday, if you missed it, and there's a good chance you missed a chunk of it, as, you know, the Eagles were playing the Bucks, and that game went until almost, I think, 4:30, so you missed the first half of the Phils game. But Phils won 2-1. They won on a Nick Castellanos walk-off sack fly. He had a really good final start from Christopher Sanchez, almost going 6 innings and striking out 8, allowing a couple of hits. It was a good job by the bullpen behind Christopher Sanchez, only allowing the one run from Lou Trevino, who allowed a run there in the 6th. But besides that, really good job. Max Kepler, he provided a little bit of offense, hitting a solo home run. And again, Castellanos would walk it off and finish the day nicely and finish the season nicely in extras, walking it off on the sack fly, bringing home Harrison Bader. On Friday night, Phils beat the Twins 3-1 behind a really good start from Aaron Nola. That's as encouraging as it can get heading into the postseason. So it's a 3-1 win. The Sosa homered. Nola with a great start. Saturday night was the night where the Phils officially could no longer get the one seed, as they lost. They needed to win out, I believe, and the Brewers needed to lose the entire weekend for the Phils to acquire the one seed. They did not, but you're really happy that they get the bye. But on Saturday night, Mick Abel, who returns to Citizens Bank Park, where he had an amazing, you know, debut against the Pirates, but this time pretty much matched it almost, and was able to be a catalyst to the Twins winning 5-0 on Saturday night, getting the win for the Twins. Also of note from Saturday night, Ranger Suarez left with a inner thigh contusion after taking a line drive to his left leg, and we all thought it hit somewhere else, a little bit more over, but it did not. I guess thank goodness for him, and thank goodness it wasn't a big deal, just an inner thigh contusion. And Rob Thompson said that he will make his be fine to make his next start. So avoiding any major injury, any big injury news. So thank goodness with Ranger there. Okay, so looking back on this regular season, I think I've been victim to this, and maybe you've all been victim to this as well, or maybe some of you, most of you. I'm not going to say all of you, but some of you and myself, I would say it's hard to really, and maybe this is something I need to do better of, and not saying I didn't enjoy this regular season, but you know, you're thinking so much about October, especially with this team after, you know, the way in 2023, making to the CS, but then going backwards last year and, you know, the way it ended against the Mets. And all you're thinking about right now is like, oh my God, just get me to October. Like, screw this. Like, let's get to October. It's been a fun regular season, man. It has been a fun regular season. There's been some highs and some lows, but Phils, I mean, they had a really good regular season, man. 96 wins, and there were especially some fun moments with the game where it was a JT and Cassidy running right behind each other, both sliding into home. There was that. I mean, there's been some incredible starts from Jesus Luzardo, from even before he went down, Zach Wheeler, from Christopher Sanchez, who's had a Cy Young type of season. There's been a lot of fun moments, and the Phils, I think, believe won a record amount of series this year. I believe so, even more than I think 2011. Even that's the franchise record for wins. But it's been a fun regular season, man. It's been a fun regular season. I mean, it's not as many maybe highlight type of games that we've seen in the past. Maybe more about individual performances with, you know, with Kyle Schwarber. Really just Kyle Schwarber. But then you have had Johan Duran come in, and with Harrison Bader too, as well being acquired at the deadline. But Johan Duran with his entrance and his electric stuff on the mound. Duran's been really a pleasure to watch in the last couple of months, even though there's been some shaky outings here and there. But overall, like, Duran's been really fun to watch. But I just want to give props to, or first place I want to start is them finishing with the 96-66 record. I would say, and I want to know if you agree with me, like, that's about where you think they would finish. I predicted them to win around 93 games this year, 94. I thought the division was going to be a little better, but didn't end up being that. And I was going to get to it, but I'll say it now. I mean, even with the Mets finishing with, what, an 83-79 record on the season, that the division didn't end up being all that competitive in the end. I mean, the Phils end up with a 13-game lead to end the year, finishing in first place. And I still think this is probably where I'm not surprised they won 96 games. I would expect them to go around somewhere around 93-94, and ceiling being like 97-98 wins, somewhere around there. Maybe 100, probably not, but more around like 97-98. But would be hard with this division. Would be really hard with the division. But again, the division wasn't all that competitive. Didn't end up being that way. You thought it'd be Mets and Phils till the end, but it didn't end up being that way. But I think, even though I've killed the offense for a lot of the year, for about, like, I would say a good like 2-month stretch, I felt like I was killing the offense. Offense is still pretty good. And it helps when Harrison Bader's been what he's been for the Phils the last couple of months. But with all the talent on the roster, from the offense to the rotation, even with Wheeler going down, and a good chunk of the bullpen, there's still a lot of talent on this roster. And I think now that they've won 96 games, and you're like, okay, I can still see this. I can still see this being the regular season team they've been, and winning, what, 95 games last year, and then now winning 96 this year. You're like, okay, this still makes sense. It's not like, okay, yes, they've been a bit of an older team and they're still, you know, getting up there in age, but they're not a super, super, super old team. Older, but not super old. So this is about where I have expected them to finish, but I'm curious to know from you too. Is this where you expected them to finish? You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_ and let me know your thoughts. So, couple of things. I want to start with maybe some of the negative things they've had to deal with this year. I mean, look, I have a lot of talent on the roster, so with these things happening, I'm not surprised they've gotten to where they've gotten to this year, but think about it. I mean, they had the Jose Alvarado PED suspension. I mean, that was a big reason why, you know, you had to kind of hold your breath in a lot of high leverage bullpen situations this year. I mean, especially considering how bad Jordan Romano was this year as well, but he overcame the Jose Alvarado PED suspension. I mean, that was a blow that we all did not see coming. At least I didn't. And then Zach Wheeler also going down. I mean, you're looking at this year and you're saying, can this team go win for somebody like Zach Wheeler, who has been arguably the best pitcher in baseball since he's gotten to Philadelphia? And you know what he's meant to this team. And you're looking at the rest of this team and if they can go win a World Series this year, I mean, that's your rallying cry right there. If you wanted some extra motivation, it's like, let's go win for Wheels. And they've kept it up. I mean, since then, I mean, since Zach went down, his last start was in the middle of August. And you can remember in the middle of August when they faced the Mariners, that was kind of like the first time that felt like that offense looked like it was, you know, the 2024 offense, or even, you know, years before that, kind of felt that way. The offense really clicking on all cylinders. And since then, they've been a lot better. Not ending the season great against the Twins, but still, I think for the most part of the last like month and a half, the offense has looked much better. And that's a good sign heading into the postseason. But, you know, since Zach Wheeler went down, hopefully, you know, the rotation, this offense can really feed off of, and you never want to see that happen. You never want to see Zach Wheeler go down or anything like that. Especially when he's the best player on the team. I know it's hard when you're saying about a pitcher versus like an everyday position player, but still, like, you get it. So Zach Wheeler going down, you've had to deal with the Jose Alvarado PED suspension, and then
listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Zach Wheeler also going down as well. And those are things that the Phillies have had to overcome to get this 96 wins. But, you also look at the rest of the roster and you're like, okay, yeah. So, also, like, positive highlights from the season. The Wheeler and Alvarado thing were definitely negatives, but it was positive that the Phillies have been able to overcome that. But some other things I, you know, really want to highlight. Trey Turner has a really good season, man. Had a really good season. And yes, he, you know, was hurt the last couple of weeks here to end the season, but ends up winning the batting title. I know it was 304 average, but still, he wins the batting title. Finishes with a 5.5 baseball reference WAR, which ends up being second on the Phillies to Christopher Sanchez, you know, the best as a position player. And if you're looking at the out above average stat, as far as defense goes, 16 outs above average, fourth in MLB among shortstops. Fourth in MLB among shortstops, and that was something that he was going into this season, he was being murdered for, was his defense. And whichever stat you're using, whether it's outs above average or defensive runs saved, he has been better than expected. And that is something that he has not gotten enough credit for. He's had a consistent season at the plate for the most part this year, and that's something he has struggled to do in 2023 and 2024. And he has cleaned that up and has had a really consistent season. And you have to give Trey Turner the props there because he's been one of the most valuable players on this team. You talk about Christopher Sanchez, you talk about Kyle Schwarber. Trey Turner is right there. Trey Turner is probably number three after those guys right there as most valuable players in 2025 on this team. Schwarber, Sanchez, Turner. It's those guys. Let's be real. It's those guys. So Trey has had a great season. Christopher Sanchez turned himself into arguably one of the best pitchers in baseball this year in the regular season. I mean, he went from 2024 to kind of, he definitely broke out to almost like kind of breaking out to another level. And you can say arguably now he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. Finishes with a 2.5 ERA in 32 starts, 202 innings. I mean, 212 strikeouts, up from 153 last year. K per nine up from 7.6 last year to 9.4. I mean, 2.55 FIP, you know, 0.45 points lower than a 3 FIP last year. I mean, again, he had a really good season last year, finished 10th in Cy Young voting. But now this year, he's probably going to finish runner-up. It's going to be either going to be him or Yamamoto. It's going to be Skeens, Sanchez, Yamamoto, or Skeens. It doesn't matter. Like, he's going to finish top three. And, I mean, Sanchez has firmly implanted himself that he could be an ace on any other team. And that is that's important. That's important, especially because we don't know the future of Zach Wheeler. And hopefully if Zach Wheeler comes back, then you got an amazing 1-2 punch in those guys. I mean, Kyle Schwarber, I don't have to say too much about Kyle Schwarber. I mean, how much do I have to elaborate? Yeah, I was hoping he'd break the record. I kind of like almost expected him to, but he didn't. Didn't do anything against Minnesota this weekend. And but I mean, regardless, like, Kyle Schwarber has had an unbelievable season. I mean, he leads the National League in homers right above Ohtani with 56 home runs, leads the majors in RBI with 132, has another 100 walk season. I mean, has a 928 OPS. That was his best. It's his highest OPS since he's gotten to Philadelphia. And he's going to probably finish top three in MVP voting. I mean, bare minimum top five, I would say, for sure. And he's going to probably finish top three. Maybe he's going to finish second to Ohtani. So, and hopefully he's not played his last regular season in Philadelphia, in a Phillies uniform. Hopefully he's going to be here because he's way too important. And I know I said trade Schwarber like 3 months ago, but you know what? Sometimes we all say things that maybe we partially didn't mean, but I said it. I said it, and at the time, it's been a roller. It's been a very interesting season with this Phillies team. Very, very emotional. Can't remember a more emotional time I've had with this Phillies team since the end of last year with the Mets. But it doesn't matter. You know, sometimes you're wrong about things, and sometimes, you know, you just got to give it up. And I mean, I love Kyle Schwarber. Love Kyle Schwarber. We all do. But Kyle Schwarber's had an unbelievable season. Hopefully, the Phillies will pay him this offseason. And last thing, Dave Dombrowski's trade deadline acquisitions have been awesome. I've already talked about this a little bit, but Bader's been awesome since he's gotten here, better than expected. Duran has been just about as expected as you would think. He has had a few shaky outings here and there, but Duran has been the closer that we've really hoped for. And we're going to have him here for the next couple of years. And hopefully he can continue this into the postseason and give us that electricity as a closer that we've hoped for. And last thing, you know, bleeding into the postseason here, it's going to be either the Dodgers or the Reds. That's who the Phillies are going to face here in the NLDS. Dodgers and Reds playing in the wild card series here starting tomorrow. I'm taking the Dodgers to win the series 2-0. Reds have a really good rotation, but also the Dodgers really do too. They're going to have Snell, Yamamoto back-to-back, and then if not, I guess Ohtani probably there in game 3. But I don't expect this to go to 3. Dodgers have a much better offense than the Reds. Reds have had a middle-of-the-pack bullpen. Dodgers have had kind of a middle-of-the-pack bullpen this year, too. Haven't gotten what they've expected from Tanner Scott this year. But at the end of the day, I think the Dodgers, too much with the offense, too much with their... might even edge their rotation over the Reds. I probably still do. And but you never know what can happen. 2023, the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers. I know this is a 3-game set, which makes it anything can happen, man. Anything can happen. I mean, bad teams sweep good teams all the time. I know this is the postseason, but I'm just going even, you know, even further down there, saying bad teams sweep good teams all the time. So you never really know. I mean, logic would say Dodgers, but who knows? Maybe it's going to be the Reds. Who freaking knows? Who knows? So I'm going to take Dodgers in 2 games. I don't think it gets to a 3rd game. But you just never know with the postseason. You just never know. Phils and Mets last year. I mean, Phils with the Diamondbacks in 2023. You just don't know. You just don't. But Dodgers defending World Series champions, and they're going to face the Cincinnati Reds. And that whoever wins that series, they face the Philadelphia Phillies in the NLDS, where the Phillies will have the bye for the series. Hoping for the Reds. Hope the Reds pull it out, because the Reds would make a much better matchup for the Phils, as far as, I mean, the Dodgers are just better, but the better team doesn't always win. They don't always win. That's how it goes in baseball. It's how it goes in sports, especially like baseball and hockey. Those two sports, the better team doesn't always win. And that's just how it goes. But that's the beauty of sports. That's the beauty of it. And that's, you know, when your team gets in, anybody has a chance. In hockey, you get a hot goalie. In baseball, you get some pitchers like Strasburg for the Nats way back in 2019 to just, I mean, carry you. Or, you know, Juan Soto on the Nats team. Tommy Edman from the playoffs last year, won CS MVP for the Dodgers last year. I mean, that's how baseball goes. So, but hopefully, whoever it's going to be the Phils are going to face, they're going to take care of business, because we want to go win a World Series. Also, stat of the week. I haven't done stat of the week in a while. It's from Matt Gelb in his recent Athletic article. I'm talking about the Phils' regular season a little bit. Trey Turner finished the season with a .304 batting average, the lowest average to win a batting title since Carl Yastrzemski hit .301 for the Red Sox back in 1968. So, I mean, that kind of shows you where the game is with batting average. But way back in 68, I mean, Yastrzemski's won a triple crown. But he hit .301 for the Red Sox in 68 and won a batting title. I would love to look up, should have done this before the show, but if batting title has ever been won under 300, it has to have. It definitely has to have. But Trey Turner, .304 average, lowest average to win a batting title since Carl Yastrzemski hit .301 for the Red Sox way back in 1968. All right, real quick before we get out of here, some around MLB, some managerial firings. Giants fire Bob Melvin, Twins fire Rocco Baldelli, and wild card matchups have been set for Major League Baseball in the postseason, obviously. And so in the American League, we got the Red Sox and the Yankees. Of course, we all get excited about the Red Sox and the Yankees. At least I do as a baseball fan. Red Sox and Yankees are going to get in the wild card series. Yankees will have the home field advantage there. Then we'll get the Tigers and the Guardians. How fitting. After the Tigers almost coughed up missing the playoffs. The Guardians end up winning the AL Central, though, and they're going to host the Tigers all those games in Cleveland. What an incredible turn of events. I mean, my goodness. I mean, the Tigers almost had the biggest playoff collapse in history of baseball, or, you know, collapse of not or missing the playoffs. But they able to get in. They're going to face the Guardians. Unbelievable. National League, Padres at the Cubs. Cubs will be hosting those 3 games against the Padres. And then, like I mentioned, the Reds and the Dodgers. Reds and the Dodgers. So it's going to be a very interesting postseason. And the ones with the byes are the Brewers, the Phillies, the Blue Jays, and I'm like 99.9% sure that it's the Mariners. It is escaping me, but I'm 99. Yep, it is the Mariners, because they won the second. Well, they won the third most games in the American League, but the Yankees being in the AL East next to the Blue Jays, like, that makes sense. But the Mariners, who were able to win the American League West behind Cal Raleigh's 60 home runs this year. My goodness, what a season for the Mariners and Cal Raleigh. But the Brewers and the Phils getting the byes in the National League. But that will do it for another episode of Phillies Today. Let me know who you think is going to win that Reds and Dodgers series. I mean, I think we all think it's going to be the Dodgers. But that will do it for me, Francisco Rojas, another episode of Phillies Today. I will talk to you guys next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.